In Mendota Heights, I'm Joey Peters.
And I'm Matthew Schneeman. Here in Minnesota, pro wrestling sounds like this.
Turn up the bed!
And in the Midwest All-Star Wrestling League, it can also sound like this. Surrounding the ring are drummers, singers, and dancers. This is MAW's Grand Slam event. We're at Henry Sibley High School. Several local and national pro wrestling legends are gathered here tonight. But perhaps even more noteworthy are two indigenous pro wrestlers who will battle in the ring.
Grand Slam is a fundraiser for a battered women's shelter. Brittany Babb Amatrano of Women of Nations sees no irony in this.
Yes, because everyone assumes that wrestling is condoning violence, mm-hmm. and that's completely the opposite. If you meet a lot of our wrestlers, a lot of them are big advocates and supporters of survivors and victims of domestic abuse, sex trafficking, and sexual assault. And last year, they were very passionate about doing this for this cause, and now it's just bigger and better this year.
I think one of the most empowering part of this event this year is the women that are also wrestling this year.
Tanel Ziegler is Women of Nations cultural coordinator.
There's a Women of Nations belt that comes along with it and a cup.
Desi Dorada was among the wrestlers fighting for this cup. She's a member of the Kaweah tribe in California, and she's been wrestling for 3 years.
I've done events that were fundraisers for other types of causes, but nothing like this, and definitely nothing with a indigenous theme. I think that it's good to give the recognition that indigenous people deserve, that we never get, that we're always overlooked. This is a healthy example of what you can do to influence others to kind of see something different and like say, oh, I don't have to be this way. There's stuff in this world that I can do.
Desi Dorada won the Women of Nations Cup, which was presented by Minnesota State Representative Mary Kunish Podien.
This was fitting because Kunish Podien is the author of a bill that would create a state task force to investigate missing and murdered Indigenous women.
You know, wrestling was big when I was growing up, back when there was Vern Gagne and some of the old school late 70s, early 80s. But it's been years. I've forgotten just how entertaining this is.
Austin Arrow is a member of the Sistan Wapton Sioux tribe.
And he fought pro wrestling legend D'Lo Brown.
You want it? You got it! A tag team match right now! Ring the bell!
After subjecting each other to an onslaught of kinetic pulls and body slams, the two embraced each other at the end of the match.
That's right. And for Arrow, using pile drivers and suplexes to generate money for a woman's shelter is perfectly acceptable.
I mean, just coming from with my background, too, I grew up in a house with domestic violence, and I knew, I mean, seeing it firsthand, what it can do to a family, and what I feel like professional wrestling does. Anybody who follows professional wrestling, if you're not familiar with it yet, and if you're new to it yet, professional wrestling brings people together, and that's our huge message, is everybody comes together and sits around and we enjoy a great show.
The event ended up pulling in over $21,000 for Women of Nations. For KFAI, I'm Joey Peters.
And I'm Matthew Schneeman.